What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show, and it is Tuesday, October 18th, 2022, getting into the week here. It's another very, very busy news day. We're going to try to get as much news out there before it's time to open up the phone lines for your calls, comments, questions, and observations. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's just get right on into it. We are, as you are already aware, approaching the midterm elections, and it's getting a little contentious out there. To the point where the Democrats are still placing their bets, if you will, on making abortion a successful issue on which they can campaign. Oh, vote for us or they'll take away the right to abortion. And I don't know how well it's going to work. First of all 50 states, you have plenty of birth control on hand. And polls are showing that the majority of Americans think there should be some restrictions on abortion. And again, you know, you use a condom and it doesn't become an issue at all. Unlike the economy, where everything the government does cannot help but have an effect on each and every single one of us. So apparently Biden is getting ready to target Republicans and reproductive rights, even though the White House's own polls are showing that it is the economy and inflation that voters are most warned about right now. I mean, Americans vote with their wallets. It's always been that way. All righty. Now, there's a story that came on out of Daily Mail saying that Joe Biden was aware of Hunter Biden's business dealings. And we've got Senator Grassley that basically wrote a letter saying the FBI has voluminous evidence of potential criminal conduct by the president's son. And there was an incident down on the U.S. border where a drone caught images of illegals pouring into the country carrying drugs with which to sell so that they get money and your kids get harmed here. And another story, this is from Senator Grassley. China gave the Biden family a $5 million interest-free forgivable loan. In other words, China gave them $5 million. They pay it back whenever they want. It's not accruing interest. And at some point, if Biden does something China likes, China would simply say, wow, we're going to just write that one off. You just forgive about that one. Which, you know, the U.S. does that all the time to Israel. And that's why Israel can stand there and say, we've never failed to pay our debts, because no matter what money they owe to the U.S. government, there'll be a vote late at night saying, well, we're going to forgive this debt. And, you know, our buddy Israel's taken care of there. Story coming on out of the New York Post, a Hunter Biden-linked real estate firm got at least $100 million from Russian oligarchs. And this hefty cash injections into Rosemont Realty came from Elena Baturina, one of Russia's wealthiest women, the widow of the former mayor of Moscow. We'd heard about this before, and a close ally of Putin as well. And so everyone's saying, why is Joe Biden willing to bleed this country to send weapons to Ukraine? Well, because apparently Ukraine, the obvious answer is it appears that Ukraine is blackmailing Hunter Biden, and through Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, to just keep on sending weapons and, get those mean old Russians for us. Okay, now over in Arizona, gubernatorial nominee Kari Lake got into a tense conversation with CNN's Dana Bush, who would not let her finish a sentence. Whenever Kari Lake got up to talk, the CNN would pull down her audio so that Dana Bash could talk over her and say, well, this is what she really means. Fortunately, Kari Lake had recorded her own audio, and there is a video with that audio out there that you can watch and find out what she was really saying without it going through the filter of CNN. Okay, over in New York, the governor's race, Republican Lee Zeldin has gained ground on Democrat incumbent Kathy Hochul. And so right now they are neck and neck, and we still have a few weeks to go before the actual election. Okay, what did I do there wrong? Okay, there we are. Tulsi Gabbard, who is getting a lot of PR right now ever since she left the Democratic Party, and I'm thinking she's going to throw her hat in the ring in 2024. She's flying to Phoenix tomorrow to campaign with Kari Lake and Blake Masters. So it does seem like finally some new blood is getting to this gerontocracy that we've been struggling under for decades now. So Tulsi, now that she's free of the Democratic Party and doesn't have to toe the line on certain ideologies, she's out there slamming cancel culture. She's slamming censorship. She's slamming this extreme gender ideology, calling it as un-American as it gets. Now, this happened last Thursday night when Gabbard was speaking to the Independent Women's Forum, and she did not hold back just really tore into her former comrades in the Democratic Party. And I think she made a cogent observation. The Democratic Party that she joined simply does not exist anymore. It's been taken over by these ideological fanatics and just extremists. It's crazy out there. Now, there's an old saying that the difference between neurotics and psychotics is neurotics build castles in the clouds, and then the psychotics move in. And I think we're seeing an aspect of that in the extreme liberal left, where they're not trying to remake the world into this Marxist paradise. They believe they already have, and that anybody not going along with it is therefore the enemy, which is where you get comments about, you know, Biden at the Independence Hall and so forth and so on. And, there's a great deal of fanaticism out there. All right, so it's election season. The lawn signs are up here. They're up here in Santa Claus. They're very strict rules about how long you can leave them up there and how many you can have. But apparently in Maricopa County, volunteers planted GPS tracking devices on those lawn banners, you know, the little Apple dot that you can get for about $30. And using it, they successfully tracked down and had arrested a sign thief, some woman who was driving around, tearing up signs for GOP candidates. And so they got her, probably get a wrist slap ticket, but might deter her and others from playing these kind of games here. All right, let's see. GOP Senator Grassley, FBI holding voluminous evidence of family corruption. We already talked about that. Meanwhile, Judicial Watch has announced today that it filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security for all communications of the U.S. Secret Service internally and with the FBI during the raid on Mar-a-Lago. And the Freedom of Information Act includes a request for any video or audio recordings made during the raid back on August 8th. And Judicial Watch filed the lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia after the Secret Service ignored a standard Freedom of Information Act request asking for all emails and text messages and videos and audios. And the Secret Service just ignored it and said, no, we don't have to do that. And the judge apparently is going to say, yeah, you do. Okay, we're not talking military secrets here. We're talking stuff that might be potentially embarrassing to the president, but that doesn't meet the criteria of classified information. Okay, now the Department of Justice has basically gone on out releasing these very racy text messages between Oath Keepers founder and his attorney girlfriend during his bogus sedition trial. And so they're leaking that, saying, see what kind of a slime ball he is. Oh, isn't he being romantic? And so forth and so on. But you know something? They have yet to release a single salacious stock page sex text ever. They're protecting their own out there. So Stuart Rhodes is currently on trial in D.C. on bogus sedition charges related to January 6th. And former Russiagate FBI agent Peter Strzok is out there literally with a straight face insisting that January 6th was far worse than 9/11. I mean, he's really out there pushing them, but this is how terrible it really was. Well, you know, we had three buildings completely destroyed on 9/11, plus major damage to surrounding buildings around them. About 3,000-4,000 people got killed. How many buildings collapsed during January 6th? As I recall, none. How many people were killed on January 6th? Well, there was Ashley Babbitt, and they still don't want to talk about the police officer who gunned her down. Meanwhile, the Republicans have seized on the Democrats' desire to militarize the IRS. And they're running attack ads on that, saying, you know, if you keep the Democrats in power, these IRS goons are going to be coming for you. And they are going to be targeting the middle class because the rich have got their accountants to keep them safe and the poor don't have anything worth taxing anyway. So they're going to go after the middle class. And they're making commercials on that, and they are getting traction. They are proving to be effective. Now, remember Kyle Rittenhouse, the guy who went on in, tried to quell the riot, wound up having to shoot some people in self-defense, was dragged into court, spectacular trial. The news was all over it. Oh, we're going to get this guy for using an AR-15, and how dare he say he was protecting the neighborhood. And then, of course, the jury came on back and said, no, he's not guilty. You know, he was justified in the use of force to protect his own life and safety and those of others around him. And the liberals are screaming and crying and saying, no, guns are bad. Guns are bad. If you even look at a gun, you should go to jail and all the rest of this other stuff. Well, Rittenhouse has just launched his own YouTube channel with content focusing on guns and the Second Amendment. And he had thousands of subscribers in just the first hour. And I know because I am one of them. So definitely it's great that he's getting out there and that he's using his notoriety to push for the rights of Americans, peaceful Americans, to keep and bear arms. And again, a little post note here. There has been never any gun control in the history of the planet that succeeded in disarming the criminals. They're not going to give up their guns. They're going to have places to hide them or something else like that. They're not going to give them up. Gun control is about controlling you, the law-abiding citizen, by a government that is concerned you might be about ready to lose your temper with them, which, judging by some of the phone calls we've been getting here, certainly appears to be the case. All right. Now, the family of George Floyd is suing Kanye West for $250 million for defamation and inflicting of emotional distress following Kanye West's comment about George Floyd actually dying of a fentanyl overdose rather than being killed by the police officer who was sent to jail over that. And this defamation has become a new hammer in the hands of the dictatorship. They're taking down Alex Jones with this defamation charge and a billion-dollar fine. But you know something? I had somebody who wrote into the show a little while ago, and he made a very, very good point. Didn't Hillary Clinton defame everybody that she called a deplorable? Didn't that cause us all emotional distress? Didn't Biden defame millions of Americans, almost half the country, in his Independence Hall speech? Well, you know, if defamation is the new reason for suing somebody for millions and billions of dollars, let's go after those politicians who have made defamatory statements about ordinary, law-abiding American citizens, because there has been a lot of it lately during the political brouhaha. Okay, over at Blacklisted News, they have a story talking about five big election fraud stories breaking just before the midterms. And I did warn you, they're going to try and cheat this one here because they're out of ideas. Story number one is why are election officials in Delaware County illegally mailing out ballots for the 2022 midterms before the logic and accuracy tests have started? That's one. And number two is how come a Dominion voting machine error code that was found in Tennessee's machines was also found in 97% of the counties in Georgia? So there is an issue there. Story number three is why did Fulton County, Pennsylvania, file a lawsuit against Dominion Voting Systems for breach of contract last month? And basically, they're saying that Dominion Voting Systems could not have delivered properly certified machines as required by the contract because of all the errors, mistakes, thefts that showed up in the subsequent audit. So they're getting dragged into court. Story number four, why did the FBI try to hide that a Chinese CEO of an election software company in America was breaking the law? And this is an attempt, I think, to sort of pre-plant the blame, if you will, on the Chinese. Oh, the election was a fraud. Oh, it's China. China. Last time it was Russia. Oh, it was Russia was hacking the election. And Donald Trump was trying to hack the election, and the rest of it was all those evil, evil Ruskies. Okay, you're going to love this next story. I couldn't stop laughing. This is from AmericanMilitaryNews.com. And yesterday, the FBI Washington Field Office urged Americans to report federal election crimes to the FBI, you know, saying that free and fair elections are a cornerstone of our democracy, and just send all that information to us and we'll take care of it. Yeah, I believe that one. You know, I have a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you on that one. I mean, look at the FBI covered up the murder of Vincent Foster. They covered up the real killer of Martin Luther King, and on and on and on. The FBI would be the last group I would want to have verifying our elections here. And frankly, if you witness election fraud, try and document it with your cell phone camera or video, and then just put it everywhere you can on social media and hope that the social media isn't going to be blocking anything that says election fraud. You know, we may have to revert to using an emoji to say this is about election fraud, you know, maybe like a wood screw or something like that, the way the anti-vaxxers had to use the carrots. Now, surprisingly here, at least for the Democrats, there is a poll that came out in the New York Times, and it basically showed that nearly 40% of voters would have no problem voting for a candidate who claims the 2020 election was stolen. So that idea that the 2020 election was stolen is obviously something that Americans are coming to grips with. Yeah, I mean, there's been election fraud, you know, throughout the country's history, and we definitely need to get rid of that problem. Until we fix the elections system, we can't fix any of the other problems. Okay. Let's see. And then another one of those stories from the five fraud stories coming before the midterms. A well-known cybersecurity expert identified a critical privacy flaw in the election infrastructure sold by Dominion Voting Systems. I think it's time to go back to paper ballots and hand counting and vote in person. Okay, because otherwise we are going to basically have a completely fantasy made-up government, and they'll do whatever they want to us or our children and say, well, this is what you voted for last election. You voted us for us to take your son and whack off his pee-pee and turn him into a girl. This is what you wanted. You voted for this. No, it isn't. It's just, you know, what the people who stole the election want to be doing. And crazy as it is here. All right, let's get into COVID and the recent story coming on out of the Boston University Laboratory has created a bit of a backlash. There is a story in the Daily Mail saying this is playing with fire. It could spark a lab-generated pandemic, and experts are slamming this Boston University where they created a new COVID strain with an 80% lethality rate. In other words, 4 out of 5 people who get this strain will die. That's a slate wiper right there. And you have to wonder, why are they putting something like this together? And people are very obviously concerned. You can see somebody out there with a little test tube of this new 80% COVID virus, and then go, whoops, sorry, I dropped it off the top of that skyscraper. And there's another story. This is from the Gateway Pundit talking about the Boston University researchers creating the new COVID variant with an 80% lethality. And they're talking about how this idea had actually been brought up in an article by Dr. Lawrence Sellin back in 2021. Saying that, you know, these kinds of experiments are very, very dangerous. You really, you know, we're talking BSL-4 biocontainment protocols. All righty, we're going to have to take a break for some commercials, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID, and I want to preface this next story by saying, yes, this is a tragedy. When anybody dies, it's a tragedy. But in this case, you're almost saying, it's actually funny in a very black kind of a way. There was this fitness guy, Doug Brignall, wrote a bunch of books. He was a bodybuilder, looked really good. Not quite Arnold Schwarzenegger, but still up there close. And he made a big deal going public that he was going to get the COVID vaccines. And he said, and this is a direct quote, "If I die, you were right about the vax." And he died of a heart attack. So, yeah, kind of an interesting little situation. Like I said, tragedy that he died, tragedy that anybody has been killed by this vaccine. But I don't know, maybe this qualifies for a Darwin Award. All righty, this is a little more serious. This is coming out of Natural News. New research conducted by Moderna in partnership with Kaiser Permanente reveals that the Moderna messenger RNA-based Wuhan coronavirus vaccine causes the immune system to turn against itself in just a few months. In other words, it's autoimmune diseases. Your body starts attacking your joints. It starts attacking other things. PMR is a form of an autoimmune disease. And, they're finally saying, oh, gee whiz, it really does happen. You take our vaccines and your natural immune system goes haywire. Okay, let's talk about the international news now. There are clues indicating Russia could be preparing a surprise lightning strike to take Kiev. There's been a move up of assets and resources, and there has been an ongoing set of bombardments with suicide drones deployed against Ukraine power stations and even the city of Kiev. And right now, one-third of Ukraine's power stations are now out of commission, and winter is just around the corner. Now, Belarus last week came on out and basically joined with Russia on the side of this growing conflict. And they've just announced they're going to have a new live fire drill with Russian forces who are currently mustering on the Belarusian soil. And so they're going to be out there playing with their toys. And Russia has announced it launched major attacks on Ukrainian infrastructure and military targets using high-precision weapons. Now, at issue are those drones. Now, if you read about the drones in the corporate media, you're going to hear words like presumed, thought to be, maybe, could be, possibly are, okay, from Iran. And the United States is out there saying that the Iran supply of explosive drones to Russia violates the UN sanctions. It violates the sanctions that the United States has placed on Iran. Moscow has come on back saying, no, that's not where we're getting our drones from. Iran has come on out and said, no, we're not selling our drones to Russia. But you know, the corporate media is going to keep on selling that one here. All right. Now, the European Union is going to heat things up even further by training Ukrainian soldiers. And so trying to find the line between combatant and non-combatant is getting a little hard. That line is getting very blurry and very, very gray. So anyway, at a recent meeting in Luxembourg, the EU's foreign minister gave permission to start a military training program for 15,000 Ukrainian soldiers. So we'll see what's going to go on there. Personally, looking at the volume of weapons being poured into Ukraine, the fact that Russia has not been pushed all the way back to Moscow tells me those Ukrainians aren't really all that enthusiastic about getting shot at or shooting in the other direction here. Okay, now, we're hearing this from a couple of sources. The U.S. is sending so many weapons to Ukraine that experts are starting to worry. Our own stockpiles have been almost exhausted. And so we're getting the usual calls from major figures at the Pentagon saying that the United States has to dramatically ramp up production. Otherwise, we'll weaken the U.S. arsenal. In other words, you know, get out your wallets. They're going to dip into them one more time. And my attitude at this point is screw Ukraine. You messed it up in 2014. Just leave it alone now. And that American tax money needs to be spent on the American people. I know, radical idea. I'm going to get all kinds of nasty notes from the liberals on that one. But there we are. Getting on back to the pipeline, article out of Zero Hedge saying that the first images of the blown-up Nord Stream have been released. And one of the things it reveals is there is a 50-meter-long section of the pipeline that has simply vanished. Maybe they pulled it up as a trophy, or they just wanted to make sure it couldn't be fixed all that easily. So there's a 50-meter missing section of pipeline. But again, Sweden has said the investigation is over, and we're not going to tell you what we found because of national security. Russia is saying that any investigation that takes place without their participation is illegitimate. They have a point. It is their pipeline, after all, here. All right. Now, Russia says that this is from Reuters. So, of course, it's going to have. Oh, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
there. Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
All right, welcome back to our show. We have a little bit of breaking news, and to nobody's surprise, Igor Danchenko has been acquitted of lying to the FBI. And this is a major setback for John Durham, and it's a major setback for the pursuit of justice here in the United States of America. All right, getting on back to Russia, there's a story out of Reuters that's headlined, Russia says seized Ukrainian lands are under its nuclear protection. In other words, you attack them, you get a nuke in retaliation. But the West is still pushing this idea that Russia is stealing all these lands, and that is not what happened. We saw it once before in Crimea when the 2014 coup d'etat drove Yanukovych from power. The people of Crimea got together. They held a referendum and said they didn't want to be part of Ukraine anymore because the government in Kiev was not a government of their own choosing and did not reflect their concerns in life. And then they held a second referendum saying we want to merge with the Russian Republic, and that's what happened. Now, these four new areas did exactly the same thing. They held referendums that said we are leaving Ukraine, and then they held additional referendums saying we are going to merge with Russia. They have the legal right to do this under the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, which the United States has signed as a member of the UN. When a group of people get together, they have the right to self-determination. So Russia did not seize or annex those regions. Those regions simply said, we're sick and tired of this U.S.-backed government. Okay, down in Syria, U.S. forces smuggled 92 tankers and trucks of stolen Syrian oil and wheat from northeastern Syria to U.S. bases in neighboring Iraq. They call this pillaging, which is a polite word for stealing, and that's exactly what they're doing. Over in Great Britain, it looks like Prime Minister Liz Truss is in a great deal of hot water, and lawmakers are trying to oust her. This may be one of the shortest careers of a prime minister in British history. Downing Street is saying, you know, if you shove me out, this could trigger a new general election. And again, we'll see what's going to happen with that. But it's an indicator, I think, of the political turmoil that is gripping the entire planet right now. All right. Now, earlier, last Thursday, rather, Joe Biden said that Pakistan was one of the most dangerous nations in the world because it has nuclear weapons without any cohesion. Now, understandably, Pakistan came on back and said, no, that's not true. And so now the White House is in damage control over that misstatement that Biden made. And we have more of those later in the show as well. All right. The U.S. State Department is declaring that claims that the United States provoked the North Korean missile test by holding drills all around their coastline with South Korea, it's just total baloney. The two have got nothing to do with each other. And we're going to go on holding military drills anywhere we want to because we are the superpower of planet Earth, at least for the next couple of months here. Now, this is a really great story. It's from Responsible Statecraft, and it's talking about the CIA's hypocrisy on sources and method, because anytime you're talking about what the CIA is doing and how did this happen, well, we can't tell you. It'll reveal sources and methods. And oddly enough, the New York Times came on out with another explanation. And that is that the CIA is guilty of not really taking care of its own security as well. Maybe they're just in love with their own image from the movies, and they don't think they have to really work that. And basically, the CIA set up a system to try and promote a message into other countries like Russia and China. And the system would embed a messaging function hidden in the search box of hundreds of cheaply produced fake websites. Okay? And the new Reuters report found that more than 300 of these sites looked very simple. They were cursory. And you could right-click on the mouse on the screen and say View Page Source. And you would see labels inside the page of things like message, password, compose. And the websites were arranged in sequential IP addresses because they were all bought in bulk at one time. And that meant as soon as foreign intelligence operatives discovered a few of those websites, they could just follow the trail and discover all of them. So, you know, some of the flakier websites out there, you know, they're being run by the CIA, who don't really know what they're doing here. All right, let's talk about the economy here. This is going to be the issue for the midterm election, unless Biden starts World War III with Russia. And then I don't think that's going to go in his favor either for the midterms. So the difference between Trump's economy and Joe Biden's economy is glaringly obvious and increasing from day to day. Americans can see Biden is taking the U.S. economy to the tank or to the shoreline or to the edge of the cliff here. Over in Germany, Chancellor Olaf Scholz has ordered ministers to prepare to keep all of the country's three remaining nuclear plants running until at least mid-April of next year, okay, to make up for the energy shortfall, but just putting his foot down on an issue that had threatened to split his three-party government. And what they're trying to do is prevent a possible energy crunch, and the environmental Nazis, the climate Nazis, the goracles, if you will, they're out there saying, well, you know, we hate coal and we hate oil and we hate petroleum and gas and everything like that. So you take that nuclear reactor down because we don't like that either here. And again, one of the really distressing attitudes coming out of the left is their assumption that it's their job to point out what's wrong in the world, but it's somebody else's job to work out a solution on how to fix it. Well, you know, that's a very easy cop out here. You know, I know that this is wrong. You go fix it. All right. This is an alarming article. It's from Libertarian Institute. America's officials are meeting with their British counterparts to basically upgrade the ability to fight economic wars. They're trying to increase cooperation regarding sanctions enforcement against Russia and other countries. And so they're weaponizing the dollar. And that's a good reason why so many other countries are now moving away from it. They don't want to deal with it. You know, that dollar's just got too many problems associated with it. Biden, reacting from his embarrassment when Saudi Arabia refused to increase oil production to make him look good for the midterm elections, now he's out there encouraging American businesses to boycott Saudi Arabia. Okay, and meanwhile, Republicans are saying, well, let's tap our own domestic oil resources, which are considerable. Let's, you know, restart that Keystone XL pipeline. This current oil shortage is directly the result of Biden's policies. You know, he cut off any more leases on public land for oil, stopped the Keystone XL pipeline, stopped one other one that I can't remember the name of at the moment, and he created this mess. And he's out there trying to convince you that somehow this is all Vladimir Putin's fault. And we are going to have to, meaning your kids, are going to have to go to war to teach Putin a valuable lesson. And South Africa is confirming that Saudi Arabia will join the BRICS alliance with China and Russia and move away from the U.S. dollar. So what they're telling us is the deal, the petrodollar deal is dead. Now, the petrodollar deal was a very simple one. The United States made promises to the OPEC nations that they would militarily defend them as long as these Middle Eastern nations would sell their oil only for the dollar, thereby creating international demand for the dollars that could be exploited economically. And these Middle Eastern nations now have reason to believe that the United States can't protect them in a crunch, certainly not against Israel. And this is why relations between Saudi Arabia and D.C. have cooled considerably. But if Saudi Arabia. If Saudi Arabia joins BRICS, then they're going to sell their oil for any currency that they wish to accept. And that's going to be a major sledgehammer blow to the U.S. dollar internationally. Because, you know, what else does the United States have to export outside of trouble and mobile death machines here? All right. Now, Biden is still out there pushing this idea that he's going to forgive these student loans. And a reporter earlier today asked Joe Biden a very cogent question. Those student loans are privately held loans. How about the rest of us who've got privately held loans? When do we become eligible for loan forgiveness? In other words, if you're going to do it for one group of Americans, you should do it for all. I wholeheartedly agree. That misadventure in Afghanistan cost every individual U.S. taxpayer about $9,000. I think we're owed a refund. I really do. I really do here. Meanwhile, Biden is out there fighting a tech war, and he's basically forced all Americans working in China to make a choice between quitting their jobs in China and coming back home or permanently losing their American citizenship. And every American executive and engineer working in China's semiconductor manufacturing industry resigned yesterday, paralyzing Chinese manufacturing overnight. And, of course, that's going to exacerbate the chip shortage for new computers and other equipment. So, yeah, this is I'm sure it all sounds good in the heat of the moment, but it's not really working out all that well for the rest of us here. All right. Forecasters are saying a recession is a 100% certainty within the next 12 months. This, of course, is in response to President Joe Biden saying everything's fine. I'm having some ice cream here. The economy is strong. You know, we're going to be doing real well here at some point. Out in California, when he was being interviewed by the media there, Biden tried to sort of laugh off the whole idea of gas prices. And he actually came on out saying that gas has always been $7 a gallon in California. Okay, Mr. President, your pants are on fire. I grew up in California. I had my first car in California. And no, back then, the gas prices were not $7 a gallon. Okay, so Biden's fantasies are just taking over. And it's like I said earlier in the show, they're convinced they're already living in this wonderful utopia they want. And those of us who refuse to, you know, admire the emperor's new clothes, we're a threat to the national security. All right. The White House is planning to release another 15 million barrels of oil from the U.S.'s emergency oil reserves in an effort to drive gasoline prices back down before the midterms. So, sorry about that. All right, over in Great Britain, the head of their electricity and gas systems has told households to prepare for blackouts between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. on weekdays during really, really cold days in January and February if gas imports are reduced. And it's going to be really, really cold. I mean, back when this whole human-caused global warming thing came on out, the UK Met Office announced that Britain was going to have a snow-free winter. And it turned out to be one of the snowiest winters in history. In fact, it was just sort of eerie looking at it in photos taken from space. It was just all white here. Meanwhile, up in New England, they are being warned that there will be winter blackouts as the gas supplies tighten. Now, I spoke with some family members I have up there, and one of them just had a generator put in. Unfortunately, it too runs on natural gas, but can be switched over to work on propane. So they're going to get a delivery of propane to keep that going here. Getting into other stories. Sorry, I don't know why I'm coughing so much. Must be all this dust in the air. There is this influencer. It's a YouTuber, Oli London. And he's an influencer, actor, singer, and has a huge global following, although I'd never heard of him, her, it. The issue at the moment, though, is that he detransitioned back to male. He started out as a biological male, and he said, I'm transgender. He lived as a transgender woman for 6 months, and he said, no, it's not working. I'm going back to living as a man, and hopefully he did not have a scalpel taken to his man sausage, as the Brits would say. And apparently he underwent quite a bit of work. He changed his bone structure to feminize his face. At one point, he had 11 separate surgeries on his face in one day, got hair extensions, changed wardrobes, makeup, and said, it doesn't work. You know, I thought I'd be happy, and I found I was still chasing happiness. And so he's detransitioned. And it's going to cause a fuss because there have been a lot of transgenders who have had tremendous guilt and misgivings over this surgery. And the transgender agenda, if you will, is trying to hide that. They want everybody to think that if you go transgender and you have the surgery and the puberty blockers and the rest of it, that you're going to be perfectly happy and society is going to love you. And maybe that last part is true. But there are lots of stories of people all of a sudden waking up after the surgery and realizing, I'm never going to be able to have a child of my own. And that can be a really heavy burden for some people to bear, because there are some people who, when they're young, they want to be a parent. They want to grow up and have their own family. And when the circumstances determine that's not going to happen, they're very unhappy and regretful about that. And so it's one thing for misfortune and bad luck to remove your parenting opportunity, and quite another for you to voluntarily go into a doctor, have the plumbing torn out by the roots, and then afterwards realize, you know, maybe that wasn't such a smart thing to do here. Okay, up in Seattle, City Council member Chum. Oh, got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas.
Yeah. And welcome back to our show here. So we're talking about up in Seattle, Washington. There is a city council member, Kshama Sawant. She's a Marxist. She's liberal. And was leading the charge to defund the police in Seattle. Well, there are people who don't like her, and her house has been vandalized on numerous occasions, and so now she wants the police. to protect her, to protect her home, you know, and she's out there. We don't need the police. Oh, I need the police. You don't need the police. I need the police here. Okay, now this next story, I promise you, it is not The Onion, and it is not the Babylon Bee. It's coming from Stormer Daily, and it's basically an article in which scientists, supposedly, are saying that animals, trees, and rivers be given certain legal rights. Okay, in other words, a tree would have a right to thus and such. You know, a lion would have a right to that African kid that we're sending $3 a month to. I guess their thinking is, well, if we're going to take all these rights away from the human beings, we got to put them somewhere else. And so, yeah, we're going to have the animals will have rights, trees will have rights, and rivers will be given legal rights. I think it's a complete, utter batch of nonsense. That's my opinion here. Alrighty. Oh, I love this one. This happened about a week ago. It was in an art museum in London, and a pair of vandals threw tomato soup onto Van Gogh's sunflower painting, a very famous one, and then they glued themselves with cyanoacrylate to the wall in protest over the use of oil and so forth. And of course, getting them unglued causes a certain amount of injury to the hands. The painting, fortunately, was in a museum-quality frame, which included a glass front, and it was cleaned and back up on the wall in the matter of just a couple of hours. But, you know, guys, that sort of thing, it's unproductive. You're not going to get sympathy from people for your cause by desecrating art or Confederate statues or old classical buildings. You know, I think people have an inherent desire to preserve the past, and not just their own past, but all past. So, but again, the happy ending to the story. Van Gogh's sunflowers is back on display following the soup attack. Okay, now then, getting into some other stuff. We have, let's see, DeSantis has torched Ukraine officials for attacking Elon Musk, saying, don't bite the hand that feeds you. And DeSantis has got a valid point, because right now Starlink is the main provider of internet services to people in Ukraine. They can't pay for it. Elon Musk has been paying for it out of his own pocket. He did try and get the Pentagon to pay for it. Pentagon said no. And so Elon is, in fact, paying for their internet, and they still turn around and say bad things about him. We got to take a break here for station identification. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.